Reading from Isaiah, we heard that the servant of God says that he was appointed to do God's work, to bring the people back before he was born. Note that he says, God gives me honour, he is the source of my strength. And in the reading from John, we heard that John told his own disciples that Jesus was the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And he describes to them how he saw God confirming this by sending the Holy Spirit. John was appointed or chosen by God before he was born to be the one who prepared the way for Jesus, the one who cleansed people by baptism, by washing away their sins, in readiness for Jesus to begin his ministry. In Luke we hear that through the angel, God told John's father Zechariah, John will be great in the Lord's sight. From his very birth, he will be filled with the Holy Spirit, and he will bring back many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God. He will go ahead of the Lord, strong and mighty like the prophet Elijah. He will bring fathers and children together again. He will turn disobedient people back to the way of thinking of the righteous. He will get the Lord's people ready for him. So you see, God had plans for lots of people to work out his purpose in the world. He certainly had an amazing plan to send Jesus to cleanse us of our sins. And the coming of the Messiah was prophesied in the Bible. John was sent to prepare the way. Both Jesus and John were born to fulfill God's plan. Now, throughout Advent and Christmas, we've just been reminded of God's plan through the lectionary readings that we've heard. But Jesus and John aren't the only servants of the Lord fulfilling God's plan, are they? The Bible is full of other people doing just that. They're all playing their part, and they're all part of God's plan. But we are now God's servants on earth. And he calls us and guides us according to his need. For us too, God gives us honour, and he is the source of our strength. We're honoured to be called to do his work, and we're strengthened to do it by the Holy Spirit. Now, last week was Epiphany. Did you have a sermon about the wise men? No, can you remember? No. Well, today is Epiphany 2, so I feel quite justified about still referring to them. Because they were also called to do God's work, and they were guided to Bethlehem by a star. And I want us to consider this morning how we might be like those men on our own journeys. Now, the Bible tells us very little about them. There's been a lot of conjecture about who they were and where they came from. And we say that there are three kings because of the three gifts, of course. But there could have been many more, we just don't know. Now, it's been said, and I've just referred to them as kings, but it's been said that they could be princes or they could be priests. And it's most likely that they came from Arabia or Persia. Now, in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 6 to be precise, it could tell us that they came from Yemen. And that is south, as we all know, of Saudi Arabia. It says, the multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah. all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. So maybe we know where they came from. But whoever they were, and wherever they came from, we do know that they were very wise. The wise men were actually magi, which is where we get our English word magicians. But they're certainly not the sort of magician that we would understand. They didn't have any card tricks or rabbits in hats. The word magi in those days referred to those who were experts in the workings of the heavens and the study of the stars. Someone called them, somebody in a commentary has called them Oriental scientists. Now, if they were around today, we probably would call them astronomers. They were probably educated and very intelligent. But I think what made them really wise was not particularly their education or their intelligence, but their actions. They were wise in their decisions. They made a decision to seek out and find the one that would be born the King of the Jews. Now the decision was based on their studies and the information that they had available. They had the stars, they had science, and they also had scripture. They had part of what's now our Old Testament. Today, the study of science can lead people away from the Creator God. But these men were led into knowing that there was a God who intervened in the affairs of men. Don't the heavens declare the glory of God? Don't we acknowledge them as part of the great creation? Now I have a particular fondness for skyscapes, and there's an area near me that's very, very flat, and we have some amazing skyscapes there. Now, if you painted them, people would think that you'd overwork them because the colours, the shapes and the shadows are just so vivid. When you look at the heavens, the sky, the skyscapes and the stars, we can see the handiwork of God. These men were wise because they knew there was something special, something supernatural about the heavens. Now I believe that these men made their decision to come to Christ based on science, but because of a star. Although they were experts in the study of the stars, they found one which they didn't know anything about. They'd never seen it before. Now there's been lots of conjecture about what made it. Was it a planet? Was it a comet? Was it a supernova? But personally I think it was a special star. It was a sign from the heavens. A sign that something spectacular was taking place on Earth. A sign that the Messiah has come. And I believe that there was something else involved in the decision that they made, and that was scripture. It's been suggested that these men were not just experts in the study of the heavens, but in prophecy as well. Now this much I do know, that they had to have had knowledge of scripture to have known that a Messiah was coming. You and I have got a lot more biblical information than those men did. We have the Word of God, the complete and infallible Word of God. Scripture is readily available to us. We can read it ourselves. It's preached and taught over the airwaves, it's on the radio, on television, it's even on the internet. And of course, there are churches like this one that believe and that preach the word. But have we been wise enough or will we be wise enough to decide to come to Christ? The wise men were wise in their determination. They may have travelled between 500 and 1,000 miles on their trek. And apparently it could have taken them 2 years to locate where Jesus was. Can you imagine what their friends and family said to them? Do you think they might have been the subject of ridicule? That it might have been the butt of jokes? Going off on a journey, chasing a star, for goodness sake. Yet they were convinced and they were determined. They could have become sick along the way, but they carried on because they were determined. It must have cost a lot of money, but they were determined. And I would imagine that they got extremely tired and probably discouraged along the way. But they were determined. Now, how determined would we be to undertake such a journey? They were wise in their discovery. Through their studies, they probably discovered many beautiful and wonderful things, but none of them would ever compare to finding the Christ child. In Christ Jesus, they discovered the Messiah, the King of the Jews, the star that would come out of Judah, the bright and morning star, the Lamb of God. Now, we emphasise to our children the importance of a really good education and of studying hard. But what will it gain us or them if in our studies we don't discover Jesus? What good will it do us in eternity if we discover what it's like to have vast amounts of earthly treasure and miss Jesus? The men were wise in their devotion. When at last they found the Christ child, they bowed down and they worshipped him. They presented him with gifts. It's not enough just to discover Christ and what he's done. We come up short if we only discover certain truths about him. It's not enough just to know about him. We've got to devote ourselves to him. We must worship him and we must give ourselves to him. Now, the wise men were also wise in their departure. Even though Herod called them back to tell him where Jesus was after they found him, they didn't do it. They were warned in a dream not to go back. God takes care of those who come to Christ. God made them aware of the danger of going back the way they had come. So they went a different way. Everyone who comes to Christ goes away a different route. Because once we meet Jesus, once we worship him, we are changed. We are different. Did anybody make any New Year's resolutions this year? Nobody much admitting that, no. Has anybody given up on them already? Yeah, I can hear a bit of murmuring there, but... So we always try to think of resolutions that will do us good. We either give things up or start to do things that are going to make us better, or so we think they will. They often involve diet or exercise, but it's giving up bad things and replacing them with a good thing. Now, it might be a little bit late. I mean, we're halfway through January now, aren't we? But maybe it's time to consider our own spiritual wisdom and see if we can make some changes for the better. We should consider the same five things that I believe made those wise men wise. Our decision. Have we made the decision to seek Christ and to accept him into our lives? Our determination. Are we determined to travel on the Christian journey, both in relationship with the Lord and with one another? Will we endure the difficulties that come with that journey? And what about our discovery? Are our eyes and our hearts open enough to embrace the wonders of being a child of God and to receive his grace into our lives? Our devotion. Are we prepared to not only offer our devotion to God, but also to devote our lives to him? Are we prepared to offer ourselves wholly to him? And finally, our departure. Are we willing to leave some things behind? Can we recognize those people and situations that can jeopardize our integrity and our Christian values? Now, this can mean leaving behind old habits and sometimes even people. God has known us since before we were born. God has plans for us all. We are part of his purpose on earth. And that's why we are here today. That's why we are brothers and sisters in Christ. And that's why we need to be as wise as the wise men. We need to find Jesus, to accept him as our Saviour, and to start on our new journey with him. God will honour us and give us strength. Amen. Now we know that God calls us exactly as we are because he knows us completely, inside and out.